Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Surprise, surprise, I'm not normal. I get letters all the time that say that they do not agree with everything I write, and some go on a rant. I've never lost any sleep over people who dislike me. In fact, you can be quite sure, I don't like everyone I've ever met either. I adhere to the biblical verse, Romans 12:18. If it is possible, as far as it depends upon you, live at peace with everyone. Many folks, especially in today's uncivil climate, think they need to hate anyone who has a different opinion about a matter. I believe our thoughts are unique to us, just like fingerprints. Differing opinions is part of the divine design. It'd be a dull world if everyone was identical. And the Lord is far from dull. A friend of mine told me I was not normal. What the heck is normal? Normal is defined in the dictionary as conforming to a standard, usually typical or expected. Aha! Conforming is the key word in my estimation. The Bible tells us not to conform to the world in Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. I proudly wear being abnormal as a badge of honor. I've been transformed by Jesus Christ and am elated by it. As I look at the norms of society, I'm sickened. Yesterday at the airport in Washington, D.C., I was looking for a place to get some breakfast. I found 6 bars and taverns with people already in them drinking cocktails and beer at 9 a.m., before I finally found a Dunkin' Donuts. Yum! No small wonder that the new figures for alcoholism that were just published indicate that 1 out of 8 Americans are alcoholics. Most folks try to be normal and in vogue by following those in society they perceive as being role models. Oddly, Hollywood folks are often the most admired, and millions of people try to imitate everything about them, from their clothes and hairstyles to their decadent lifestyles. Professional athletes, billionaires, and others are imitated at every turn. Isn't it interesting how people spend such a small amount of time actually thinking about what they are doing in this regard? I attribute it to ignorance. The world's ignorance is the true reason that the world hates those of us who love Jesus. They are ignorant of the depths of the true grace and love of Jesus. Thus, they hate that which they do not know, that is far different from them. Just my opinion, letter writers. Chill. Jesus advised that those who followed him would be what? Hated. Why? Because we are different than the world. If we were like them, we would be loved. So, I say all of that to say this. If you are abnormal, like me, congratulations. Better to discern the will of God for your life and attempt to live it than live someone else's dream. If people don't like you because of it, well, the same thing happened to someone else before you. His name is Jesus. You're in good company, my friends. John 15:18. If the world hates you, understand that it hated me first. If you were of the world, it would love you as its own. Instead, the world hates you because you are not of the world. But I have chosen you out of the world. That was Jesus that said that. Thanks for listening. This is Bob Williamson.